AP News, I'm Ed Donahue. The state medical examiner in Maine says all 18 people shot and killed at a bowling alley and a restaurant Wednesday in Lewiston have been identified. They were between 14 and 76 years old. People in Lewiston are still being ordered to stay in their homes. Suspect Robert Card has not been found. David Letarte lives in Lewiston, Maine.
I hope they get him help, you know. I hope it's over. I hope he doesn't get killed over this.
Divers searched the water near a boat launch in Lisbon, Maine, and a farming business in the same town. At points throughout the day, police vehicles in Maine have been seen speeding past with lights flashing and sirens blaring. Stocks finished mostly lower on Wall Street. The Dow lost 366 points. There were some mixed readings on the economy. An inflation gauge that is closely monitored by the Federal Reserve showed price increases remained elevated last month amid brisk consumer spending and strong economic growth. Gus Fauché at PNC Financial was asked what will happen with interest rates.
Given what we've seen with longer-term interest rates moving higher recently, With the uncertainty that we have in the Middle East, I think that the Fed can afford to wait.
A judge in New York is ordering another of former President Donald Trump's children to testify at his civil fraud trial. Here's the AP's Jackie Quinn.
It was expected that the former president and his two eldest sons, Donald Jr. and Eric Trump, would have to testify in the civil trial that alleges Trump overstated his wealth and the value of his holdings. And now the judge has ordered that Ivanka Trump also has to testify, even though she stepped down from the company in 2017. The testimony is scheduled to begin November 6th.
In the Middle East, the Israeli army says its ground forces are expanding their activity in the Gaza Strip as it moves closer to a full-on ground invasion. This is AP News. Russian media says an Iranian official met with Hamas representatives in Moscow.
Russia's state news agency TASS reported that Iran's deputy foreign minister discussed a ceasefire and humanitarian issues with Hamas. Israel had slammed the Kremlin's decision to invite Hamas to Moscow. Moscow defended the decision as necessary to maintain contact with all parties. At the United Nations, Iran's foreign minister Hossein Amir Abdollahian said,
Hamas is ready to release civilian prisoners.
He added that alongside Qatar and Turkey, Iran would play a part in the negotiations. The Moscow meeting highlights how Russia is trying to assert its role as a power broker in the Middle East conflict as it continues to wage war in Ukraine. I'm Karen Chamas.
Two teams not expected to make it this far play Game 1 of the World Series tonight in Arlington, Texas. It's the Rangers hosting the Arizona Diamondbacks. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.